It's Monday, the 12th of October, 2015. Thanks for tuning into The Sounds in My Head.
Virtuosity has almost become the rule.
The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
I mean somebody who has inside him such a love of something that just telling you about it, he makes you love it too.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Oh man, what a great song that was right back there. That's Jacko Gardner from Hoorn in the Netherlands doing a cover of Traffic's Paper Sun. It's one of two tracks. He also did a Paul McCartney song, which I'm talking over right now, in this little aquarium drunkard leganippy session type thing. You can download it for free on the internet. Look for links to that and everything else I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com. And that one in particular, because it's just a free download. You owe it to yourself to check out those two Jacko Gardner songs. Very good. All right, speaking of other things that are very good, how about this new Beirut album? It's called No, No, No. It just came out, last month. It's really great. It's, you know, Beirut, he just don't make no junk. And this album in particular, it's just, I don't know, it's really great. It's like, I think it's like one of my favorite records by him. It's super great. We're going to hear two tracks, Gibraltar and No, 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 the title track, both super duper good, both from this fantastic record, No, No, No by Beirut. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head. Thank you.
yard. I walked the line.
After Beirut back there, we hear three songs by a band from Spain. They're called Las Bonisas or something. And all the song names are in Spanish. I can't read any of it. I don't even know. I could try to do it phonetically, but that's just embarrassing for everyone. Las Permaninos de Vista, La Espinina, and Como Si Nada. I don't know. I'm horrible, and I apologize for that. They're all three from a great record called Nordeste. I played three songs because they're all super short. It's an album where if a song breaks a minute, you're like, wow, it's a long song. So anyway, they're all super fun, though. Super, super fun. So if you like those tracks as much as I did, definitely check out the record. You will not be disappointed. It is quality goodness and great album art to boot. Okay, after that band, we heard the Kickstand Band from Detroit. And we heard a couple of songs off their In the Sun EP, which came out, I don't know, not that long ago. We heard Summer Fun and July. Summer Fun is my favorite song, but kind of sounds like the Vaccines, that Summer Fun song. And then July kind of has like a Ben Folds 5 kind of thing going on. I don't know, pretty good. I liked like those songs, so check out Kickstand Band. All their stuff is good. Okay, up next, a band from Edmond in Canada. He's called Doug Hoyer. And I've played him on the show before, but he's got a new record. It's called Dream Life. We're going to hear a couple tracks from it that are quite quality. In particular, this first one, I think. It's called Get It Right. It's super duper great. And then we're going to hear the song Meet Me in the Pale Moonlight, which is maybe more exactly what everything else by Doug Hoyer sounds like. So, representative is the point there. I'm playing a representative sampling of the new record. So check it out, Doug Hoyer from Dream Life with Get It Right and Meet Me in the Pale Moonlight. Where else but right here on this here episode of The Sounds of My Head. We'll be right back.
are you looking for tonight? Underneath these city lights, leave the comfort of your home. Now you're out there on your own. You're just trying to get it right.
Thank you. to get a juice. So being in Los Angeles always makes me feel so healthy.
Yeah.
You know? And I go, I was like, I'll have the, you know, I guess it was Canyon Greens.
Sure.
And it was rainbow chard, parsley, kale, celery, and like a cucumber.
I bet a cucumber for the base.
And the cashier says to me, she's like, wow. She's like, I love that one. It's so filling. And she's like, I need to lie down after. And that's what she said. She needs to lie down after she drinks it. I could not tell if she was kidding. Did you hear my ingredients I just listed? Is she kidding?
That is funny. No way is she kidding.
No.
She's not kidding.
No.
I think that's a joke.
I think that's a joke.
I'm a person that would get that juice as a beverage with a meal.
With a meal. That's what I was doing. And then I left and I just felt terrible. I thought I was doing something good. I was going to have it with my dinner, which is an expensive drink
wrong.
To have. I did it wrong. I was only supposed to have that.
You know, here's the obnoxious part of it, and we're gonna dip into this topic real brief, because people have heard me run my gums about this.
Yep.
But it's like there's filling yourself up physically,
with,
and then there's nutritionally. So you can be starving nutritionally, or you can be full. So if you drink a juice, technically, you know, certainly you're going to be missing some protein or some B12 or some vitamin D.
Right.
But you are going to be getting a lot of stuff. So if you train yourself like that lunatic, like Iocane powder, you can build up to a point where I bet she does drink and she's like, I am satisfied. But you have to train your brain.
We live in a
society where we're like, where your brain just starts going like, a loaf of bread, now that's a meal.
Yes.
And even as I say that, I'm like, well, whoever just said that's right. Like dipping it in an onion
that
soup.
That's a meal. But that's just because that's what you and I, grew up eating.
It literally fills you up. Yeah. And of course, all that, you know, white flour and stuff turns into sugar. So it gives you like a soothing, they're comfort foods for a reason. They give you a buzz. It's not a buzz. It's better than a buzz. It's a downer.
Yeah, right. I'm sure, I mean, it must trigger whatever it is.
It triggers something. If we had a nutritionist here, they could say like, well, it's releasing tryptamine. But so if you're anxious or if you're like, fuck help you, if you're home for Thanksgiving, you don't want the green juice.
No.
When I hang out with my friends, I'm like, let's go to Cheesecake Factory. And
absolutely.
I'm eating bread and shit so I can be like, I can now tolerate this.
Right.
But if you drink that juice, you better be hanging out with someone you enjoy because you're going to be alert.
Over my
as you stand there all alone. Oh, I cannot explain what's going down. I can see you standing next to me. In and out, somewhere else right now. You sigh, look away. I can see it clear as day. Close your eyes, so afraid. Hide behind that baby face. Do, 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 do. You can drive. Like yesterday, as I recall, you were looking out of place, gathered up your things and slipped away. No time at all, I followed you into the hall. Cigarette, daydream, you were only 17, so sweet with the mean.
Let's catch up one last time. After Doug Hoyer back there, we heard Cage the Elephant from Bowling Green in Kentucky. How often do I say a band is from Kentucky? Not very often. And I just got to. Pretty excited about that. Cage the Elephant right there, the band. We heard two tracks from their album Melophobia called Spiderhead and Cigarette Daydreams. Both super fantastic songs. Really like those tracks a lot. The album as a whole, pretty good. If you like those tracks especially, you're going to like probably the rest of it. Speaking of things that are good, how about if we finish up this here episode of the show with Spectre? It's a band from London. Played them on the show before. I think they got a new album called Moth Boys. We're going to hear the track Believe, and it's my favorite track off the record. Kind of reminds me of the Vaccines as well, but more like the new Vaccines as opposed to the old Vaccines. The Kickstand band is kind of more like the old Vaccines. The Spectre song is more like the newer Vaccines, so pretty good stuff. Maybe it's something they're putting in the water over there in London that makes everything sound like the Vaccines do now or something. It's a terrible theory. Here we go, finishing up the sounds in my head with Spectre and the song Believe right now.
Talk in a taxi, I'm sorry. driving back through the streets that you first met me on. Tourist traps and burnt out neon. I'm sorry, baby, I'm sorry, but I believe in it. On your fourth floor balcony, it's so hard to find real moonlight these days. I'm sorry, you know I thought we'd be an item ad infinitum. I thought I'd have the capacity to make you happy. I'm sorry, baby, I'm sorry, but I believe in it.
It for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Junk by Jacko Gardner and Dusk, You and Me, and Chicago, both by Groove Armada. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also send me feedback at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. Rate the show in iTunes. That's always a nice thing to do. You can find links to everything I talk about, including where to follow me on social media, which provides yet another way to contact me at thesoundsinmyhead.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time on an all-new episode of the show.